Grace to you and peace from our crucified Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the sixth chapter of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we read these important and yet often quickly dismissed words. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And then, beyond all the other spiritual armor that God tells us to put on, he says this: in addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Paul makes it very clear in this text that we, as God's children, are engaged in a very serious spiritual battle against a very real spiritual enemy, namely Satan, and against all his legions of demons also. Something Paul references in 2 Corinthians 2. When he wrote, "I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes." And St. Peter in his first epistle wrote this: "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him." And thus it's quite clear from these apostles that the life and death spiritual battles that we are engaged in as Christians are not simply against some mystical, nebulous thing that we call evil, that which is merely the opposite of good. But rather our battles are against a very personal, thoughtful, plotting, scheming, evil being known as the devil, Satan, Lucifer, the father of lies, Beelzebub. He is the one who tricked Adam and Eve into eating the forbidden fruit. He is the one who brought so much heartache and travail to Job. He is the one who led a rebellion against God in heaven. He is the one who tempted Jesus for 40 days in the desert and then throughout his ministry. And he is the one that we ask God to guard and protect and deliver us from. In the seventh petition of the Lord's Prayer, when we pray, "But deliver us from evil." For some reason, at some point in history, someone started translating Jesus' words in the Lord's Prayer as a request for God to deliver us from some vague, indescript, bad thing called evil. But that is not what Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer. And the apostles knew it. Jesus said, quite literally in the seventh petition, "But deliver," or "rescue us from the evil one," meaning from Satan himself. As both Paul and Peter noted, our enemy is very real and very cunning and very dangerous. And so Jesus taught us to pray for God to save us from this very ominous enemy, which is what we do in the seventh petition of the Lord's Prayer. You see, Jesus knew full well the threat that Satan posed to each one of us, posed to our world. For had it not been for the devil, God's perfect creation would have remained perfect. But Satan corrupted everything which God had made good. And so it was that immediately after Adam and Eve fell into sin in the garden, God devised a plan and made a promise to crush the head of the enemy. And he would do it through the loving sacrifice of his son. And thus, we arrive at the events of Good Friday and at the place of the cross. What we commemorate and remember, and yes, even celebrate today, is the fulfillment of God's promise made in Genesis 3 to one day crush the head of Satan. And also the answer to every single one of our requests when we pray in the seventh petition, but deliver us from evil. The cross is the means through which Christ Jesus has delivered us from the evil one. For it is the means by which we have been forgiven of our sins, and the means through which life with God in eternity has been opened up to us. Jesus' suffering and death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave was the crushing blow to Satan's control over our lives. Because Christ Jesus paid for our sins, Satan can no longer guilt us of our sins and use them to draw us away from God. The war has been won. As Christ proclaimed in his last breaths, it is finished. And yet, as we all know, the battles rage on. And so we must continue to pray, but deliver us from the evil one. For while Satan, thanks to Jesus' death and resurrection, now holds no power over our eternal destiny, he still does have temporal power to inflict earthly pain and heartache. And of course, also the cunning to lead us away from God in much the same way as he led Adam and Eve astray. And so we ask God in this petition to continue to rescue us each and every day from the wiles of the devil, trusting that even when we do give in to the Satan's temptations, yet the victory is still and always ours by the deliverance that Jesus won for us at the cross. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.